Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
And folks, something interesting is going on the field right now. Michigan tried to plant their flag in the middle of the Ohio State field, and the Buckeyes rushed right to them. And now there's some skirmishes going on the field.
Did you guys see what happened on Saturday during that Ohio State-Michigan game? Because it got kind of ugly. Police ended up having to use pepper spray. So in case you didn't hear the soundbite, what happens is Michigan upset Ohio State, which is huge. They're obviously big rivals. I get it.
Three of the last four.
Okay. I get it. There was a lot of
I'm sorry. Four of the last five.
I was right, yeah. So
yes,
the four consecutive.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, a lot of intensity going into the game. And I do not agree, by the way, with the Michigan player who tried to plant the flag in the middle, you know, midfield.
That was dumb.
Okay, come on. I feel like a five-year-old would do that. Like, I get that you're excited. You just had a huge upset. I'm aware. But I don't think it's quite necessary to go, you know, rub your nose in it and plant your flag. Okay, so I get why Ohio State was annoyed. But then it's just like all the players start running to the center and they're all punching each other to the point where now, like I said, police are using pepper spray. They're investigating the use of pepper spray to see if that was actually warranted. The Big Ten has fined both of the schools, Michigan and Ohio State, $100,000. Which might sound like a lot, but really it's not. That is nothing. They could have been a lot harsher.
The SEC, that's a warning fine. If Mizzou would have, like, if Mizzou's players rushed the field, that are if the fans rushed the field,
yep,
that's the fine that they get for first offense.
Right, like when the whole situation happened with Vanderbilt, right? When they upset, gosh, who was it? I'm trying to remember who they, that huge game. Not Alabama.
Alabama?
Was it Alabama?
And it's whoever was number one at the time.
So they had that huge upset, and they took the goalpost, walked it 3 miles down Broadway, lower Broadway, and then dumped it into the river. And they were fined for that. I'll be curious if anything more happens. The Big Ten has said we're not taking any further action. You know, the regular season is over, but the only thing they could do would be to say, hey, if we think you instigated this, I don't know what bowl game they're going to be in, but you're not playing in a bowl game. That would be the only other thing I could see them potentially
Ohio
doing.
Ohio State's, they were number two, so they're in the playoffs.
But they're not, there's no way they would do anything with that. I mean,
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They wanted to send a message.
Well, and that's what you have to, I guess, ask yourself is, where's the line on this? Because these are guys who are, what, 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, they should know.
23.
They should know. Yeah, that's true, because if you're a redshirt, they should know better. I did not play college sports. I played high school sports. I played lacrosse. I got kicked out of a game one time because, in fact, my dad used to call me the Tony Twist of my team.
You were a goon?
I was very intense. I played basketball for a year. I played lacrosse for 4 years. I was very intense on defense.
Kim
I'm
Saint
very
Ange.
Protective goon. Of my teammates, which is why my dad would call me the Tony Twist of the team. And one of my teammates was being picked on, and so I took it upon myself to try to defend her. And
that is the role of a goon.
Words were exchanged, and then pushes and shoves, that it kind of escalated. And then I think the last thing I did that got me kicked out of the game, I think I got yellow carded, so I got kicked out for, I don't know, 5 minutes or whatever the timing was of that. But anyway, I took my stick and I shoved it in her face. She was not seriously hurt, okay? She was hitting me too. It was ugly on both sides. But point is, like, you know, I get in certain circumstances why some of that might be warranted. And yes, I'm trying to justify what I did. But you know they had that with the Jaguars. She was kicked out of the game too, I think.
Okay.
Because she was pushing me. See, I'm getting riled up talking about it, Carl.
I'm happy. I like this story.
Well, and funny enough, my grandparents lived with us for about 15 years, and that very day, that morning, he had just passed away. My grandpa did. We had his funeral. So I went to the funeral. So all my relatives were in town to watch this game. I was debating if I was even up for playing. And I thought, oh, you know, whatever. I'll go ahead and play anyway. Well, I get kicked out of the game. And I was so emotional from not that. That was not what made me cry. Everything. My grandpa, we just had the funeral. So I start crying and my coach is having to walk me around the track. It was very embarrassing. And my whole extended family was there to witness all of this happening.
But were they cheering for you in the fight?
Oh, I'm sure they were. I think my parents especially liked, you know, within reason, they liked that I was very intense on defense, especially with basketball. People would always be like, get 18 out, get her out, because I would get right in their face, but not close enough to call me for it.
Do you have road rage, too?
I don't have road rage. I really don't. Now, ask my husband. He might disagree with you, but I would say I don't. I'm never going to flick somebody off. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just, no. I think I can handle my irritation with drivers. It's not like Mark Cox with the whole zippering fiasco. Ask Mark how he feels about zippering.
And then ask any civil engineer what they feel about zippering, and they say it's the best way to do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there was a situation with the NFL, and I know it was the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm forgetting which team they were playing, but the quarterback was knocked down, and all the players kind of went to defend him, and I actually agree with that. I think you have to protect your players, but situations like this with the Michigan-Ohio State game just get kind of ridiculous.
They were playing the Houston Texans.
Okay, so that was it. Hey, play the other clip about, this is Kalel Mullings, I think I'm saying his name right. He's the running back for Michigan.
As this was happening.
Well, no, I think this was right after the game that they were talking to him. Yeah. I guess it was still going on.
What's going through your head right now?
Yeah, you know, it was for such a great game.
you hate to see stuff like that after the game. You know, that's just bad for the sport, bad for college football. But at the end of the day, you know, some people gotta learn how to lose, man. You can't be fighting and stuff just because you lost a game. You know, all that fighting, we had 60 minutes, we had four quarters to do all that fighting. And now people want to talk and fight. That's wrong. You know, it's just bad for the game. Classless, in my opinion. You know, and people got to be better.
Okay, yes, classless, and you do have to learn how to lose, but I would also say you need to learn how to win, because it was also classless, in my opinion, for Michigan to go and plant the flag at midfield right over the Buckeyes logo. Like, come on. I mean, did you think that they were all going to be like, you know what? I get it.
Thanks.
You won fair and square. Fine. You know, congratulations. Let's all bow down to the flag. Like, come on, guys. I don't know. Some of these, it just gets nasty with some of these sports. And I'm all about competition and, in certain circumstances, aggressiveness. Like, I think that can be a really good thing in certain circumstances, as long as it's controlled. But I just saw this video. It's all over social media. If you haven't seen it, just Google it. I mean, how many people, Carl, would you say were in on this fight?
Most of the players and most of the coaches. The adults, too. But the adults were trying to break it up, allegedly.
Well, I'm sure they were trying to break it up, and maybe they threw a few punches, you know.
As they were trying to break it up.
You get off, boom, you hit my player, boom. I support the cops using pepper spray. You saw the players on the sidelines, you know, wiping their eyes because they're all covered. I'm like, well, the cops tried to break it up, and you guys wouldn't stop, so that's what happens. Just like if you saw it in the middle of downtown St. Louis, which we do, right? That happens. I mean, police have to find some way. If you're not able to break it up, you're going to do something like pepper spray. So I think Michigan and Ohio State got off very easy with a $100,000 fine. Carl, you're saying that's basically a
nothing.
Warrant. That, I mean, yeah, in the bigger
scheme
of things.
How much money those
I was
two
gonna say,
programs have?
Especially Ohio State. Or, I'm sorry, people who are Ohio State fans are going to be upset with me not saying the Ohio State.
University.
I think I see, I'm the person, I can be a rule follower, but in certain circumstances, if you tell me to go left, I'm intentionally going to go right. And this is one of those situations where the more people tell me I have to say the Ohio State, I want to just even louder say, no, it's Ohio State. Hey. We don't say the Mizzou. Like, what, right? What makes it so that we have to say the Ohio State? And yes, Dad, thank you. He's commenting on Facebook. By the way, we're streaming on Facebook, Twitter, Rumble,
X,
YouTube, all the things. See, my parents were cheering for me while I was
whooping some ass.
Whooping, yeah, on the lacrosse field. So anyway, I just wanted to bring this up because I saw this video all over, and I'm like, guys, am I watching, you know, my toddler? Is this what it has come to? They're all, you know,
their brains have not evolved yet. They're not even allowed to rent a car.
And some of them are raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars in NIL money. You know what I mean? So, that would actually would be interesting is some of these, if any of these guys who were involved in this, who maybe threw the first punches, if they're some of the guys who have these partnerships with these companies and they're looking at this saying, this isn't a good representation of my brand and I'm going to drop the partnership with you. That would be interesting. And I wonder if that's going to force some of these college athletes, not just football, but college athletes in general who are raking in all this money from NIL to act a certain way. Clearly not in this situation, but maybe that's going to be what it takes, because I don't know how I feel about the whole NIL thing. I think it's I don't want to say ruin, that's going to be too strong of a word. I think Mark would maybe argue it would ruin college sports. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing, and but maybe in this case it will be, because there's going to be something dangling over their head of saying, you want that partnership? You want to take home hundreds of thousands of dollars from this? You better act professional and not be the first person running over there to throw the first punch. I don't know.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper. to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country, and those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.